Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 65 of the World of Goldcraft, and the first episode of 2020. I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and as usual, we will be talking about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. I will talk you through my week in terms of goldmaking in both BFA and World of Warcraft Classic. I'll be talking about what's happening with the game, what has happened with the game over the last week, and of course a discussion point. So without further ado, let's just dive right into my week. And as usual, we'll start with BFA, and what a week it has been! I managed to run two posting sessions in BFA this week. I did not do any purchases, but I did post twice. And I got some absolutely crazy sales. Things went really, really, really well for me this week for the first time in a while. I made 962,000 gold in total sales for this week, which is, of course, pretty massive compared to what I've typically been doing lately. With one of my days ending with 835,000 gold in sales in a single day, out of which 797,000 of that was just from BOEs, and I had 500k from just a single realm where I haven't sold anything in a really long while, so that was pretty cool. This is what happens when BOEs go well for a week, then you get some massive mailboxes, and then you don't sell anything for 2 weeks before that, almost. That's how it felt for me, at least. But we're back. BOEs are back. Or at least they were back this week, which is pretty great. So my liquid gold is now back up at 12.7 million gold. Of course, obviously almost a 1 million gold increase since last week, since, well, I got almost 1 million gold worth of sales. So yeah, just pure increase in gold because I didn't really spend anything at all this week. I will probably do one or two, maybe three more shopping scans before 8.3 launches. And mostly or pretty much only buying Eternal Palace BOEs at this point in time. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I did log in actually on one thing I did this week, which is pretty cool, is I logged into my retail account on my on one of my high level characters just to take a look around. And I certainly realized that there are things about retail that I really miss. And I do want to get back into to crafting and more active gold making on retail at some point in the future. Right now it's pretty hands-off. I just buy some BOEs and I repost them and then I log off and that's it. But I'll definitely get back into crafting at some point in the not too distant future, as I am planning to do, to essentially redo the 30 days to a token challenge. But we'll see how I do it compared to when phase 3 comes out in Classic, because I do mostly play Classics because that's what all my friends are playing. But yeah, I really want to get into crafting again in BFA because I have so much fun with crafting professions in Classic. And of course, with the new patch, there's going to be a tons of stuff coming up. So yeah, that's going to be cool. But let's take a look at how my week went in World of Warcraft Classic. So this week, I finally set up my second account on Classic as well. As you may or may not know, I have two World of Warcraft accounts, one where I typically play the game and one where I have all of my auction house banker characters, where I just run shopping scans and auctioning scans, and then I mail all of my materials to my crafters and I mail all of my finished goods back and repost them to the auction house. This way I can play the game on one monitor and play the auction house on the second one. Which is perfect to save time. But now I finally set up my second account on Classic, rolled a character, leveled it up to level 5, a paladin, just ran into Stormwind. Because if it's level 5, then you can learn enchanting. So now I can disenchant stuff on my banker, which is pretty cool. So I can do enchanting shuffles. I can just send off anything I find that I want to disenchant if that's more profitable than vendor it. Just send it to my banker, disenchant, and post the materials to the auction house directly. Of course, it's going to help me save time as well and just be more, way, way more time efficient. So that's really good as well. Now, this week, I'm not sure if it's because of the bank vault, but this week went amazingly well. I definitely set a new record for sales, and I increased my liquid gold by a ton. It was just a perfect week, pretty much. And the main way I did this, or the main change I did, is I started aggressively, or much more aggressively, restocking alchemy. I finally made a crafting operation for TSM, and I've been crafting up to 70 of each of the of a bunch of elixirs and potions, and they sell out very quickly. I have to restock at least every other day to not run out of some of the more popular ones, and some of them I should probably craft every day. But it is really hard to find materials. I also purchased a couple of recipes this week. I don't remember how much gold I spent, but it was not that much. So yeah. If we do look at the numbers, though, this week in sales, I did 2,890 gold in sales, which is really good. And right now I have 1,200 gold on me. And I have 1,600 gold worth of auctions posted, which is pretty amazing. Last week I had 600 gold on me, and I had just 900 gold worth of auctions. So that's an absolutely huge increase, of course. I've doubled my gold, and I've almost doubled my auctions as well. I may have had some materials sitting around on my characters last week that... I just didn't get to include in those numbers, but yeah, this week has been pretty amazing. So there's really nothing much to say. In addition to alchemy, I did make about 180 gold, or no, I didn't make 180 gold, but I sold BOEs for 180 gold. I've been adding a lot more of the pre-bis, various pre-raid best in slot items to my flipping setup, and I tried buying a couple of them and flipping them, and so far it's been pretty successful, so that's really cool. Things are just working really well. I've also started leveling an alt. I have a warlock that's like level 17 now. I'm eventually going to move tailoring to that character, most likely. And then I'll replace tailoring on my rogue with engineering. And then I'll add another, not sure what I want to do with the third profession or the fourth profession slot I have, the second one on my warlock. I'm thinking about blacksmithing, most likely blacksmithing, but we'll see. I'll have to do a little bit more thinking and a little bit more analysis before I make that decision. But either way, it's going to be give me access to more potential ways of making gold. So that's good. Now, let's take our attention towards the game and what's going on with the game. So, BFA. Of course, the main thing with BFA, we're still waiting for 8.3. And I've been reading up on some more news and some things that... So one thing I've been reading about is the socket adding item. I don't even remember the name right now. The Gouged Eye of Nasoth, which you can buy from Rathian. And you can use it to apply a socket to any item that's not the Heart of Azeroth or Azerite Armor or a Legendary Cloak. Most likely you can only do this to gear coming in 8.3. But this is still going to be a pretty big deal, or might not be that big of a deal, but it's going to have an effect on gold making for sure. It does mean that there will be a lot more sockets going around on gear in 8.3, which of course should mean that demand for gems will be higher. And if you couple this with the absolutely incredibly large amount of Sage Agates and Asherines that people are going to need for their BOP crafted gear, I think jewel crafting and prospecting is going to look really good in 8.3. It might look really good. As usual, I'm not going to give any advice in terms of stocking up, but Osmanite ore and the various gems are all potential candidates, but do make your own analysis if you want to do this. I personally will not be doing it. And so, because I just don't craft enough right now to be able to make back my gold reliably, and I don't want to play hardcore enough to just after the launch of the patch to really get that get the items out there. And I've also been burned on stocking up before. Other news aren't that big of a deal in terms of gold making. There's some news about more news about like the shared races and stuff, the new allied races. I mean, we will of course be getting more players into the game, so the economy will be more active in general. And I also feel like based on reading on the classic WoW Reddit, it does feel like now a lot of people are getting a little bit starting to see the warts a little bit more in terms of like the flaws in classic, and they're not necessarily liking these all of the things that they enjoyed a couple of weeks ago or months ago. So I think we might see some more players essentially trickling back towards retail and checking that out and seeing, okay, how bad is it really? Is it really as bad as people say? What's going on over here? I'm going to check it out. So that could be mean a little bit of an influx of players, which is always going to be good for anyone wanting to make gold, because more players means more gold going around and more players to buy your items, and not to mention more people to buy items from. So yeah, I think 8.3 is going to be pretty good. I think it might be one of the better times to try to make gold in BFA's history, at least as far as I think crafting professions will be quite active. So yeah, for Classic, there's really nothing much to say. We're in the middle of BG farming time. Phase 3 is still likely at least a month away, if not more. I don't think they'll drop it close to 8.3. They want to stagger their releases to keep people like, okay, I'll stay another month and check out phase 3 when that drops. I won't cancel my subscription. So I definitely think about the month, maybe a little more after 8.3 is when I expect phase 3 to come out personally, but of course we'll see. Either way, I think we can expect the current equilibrium and the current status to just stay for quite a while longer. So anything that works now, just keep doing it. It's probably going to work in the month, in the next month. 8.3 will, or the patch phase 3, I mean. Wow. 8.3 and phase 3, that's hard to keep track of. Phase 3 will, of course, bring some changes to consumables. As I haven't looked up all of the Blackwing Lair fights yet, and I don't remember them from back in the day. They will, I'm sure we'll see some more greater shadow protection potions being reused, and they might be very profitable. And there's probably a lot of other stuff that I don't have off the top of my head. Darkmoon Fair will have an effect on anything that's related to Darkmoon Fair turn-ins. So there's going to be a ton of potential in phase 3 as it is in any phase for making gold. So that's going to be pretty cool. Now we're on to this week's discussion point. And I'm going to talk a little bit about gold making from the outside, or some stuff that I read about on Reddit this week. Because I read most of the World of Warcraft Reddits, not religiously, but I check them at least from time to time. And there were several threads on the Classic WoW Reddit related to gold making this week that I found, and I found them pretty interesting. Of course, right now in Classic, there's a lot of things to spend gold on. The consumables are very expensive because there aren't enough materials, at least not on high population realms. There are some very expensive BOEs that you can craft in terms of like they require a lot of materials. You have stuff like the Lionheart Helm that every plate wearing DPS in the game wants, and there are so many Fury Warriors. So that helmet is on my high pop realm about 1100, 1200 gold. So every warrior wants to get that. Everyone wants to get epic mounts. Of course, a lot of players will have epic mounts by now. And just so many things to help you progress your character that you want to spend gold on. So of course, people want to figure out how to make gold. And so one thread was about what your class did for gold making, or how you made gold with your class. It wasn't particularly focused on gold making, but more gold farming, which is what most people associate with gold making. They expect you to go farm gold directly from mobs somewhere. Now, some of the ideas there and some of my what I've seen myself inspired my post on selling services that I posted last week or this week, actually. Because there are some pretty cool ways to make gold selling services, stuff like tribute runs if you're a hunter and some other stuff like that. But there were also some things that I personally disagree with, which seemed pretty low-value farms, including stuff like rogues doing pickpocket runs in Blackrock Depth, or relic coffer runs that generate like 30, 35, 40 gold per hour, which did not seem particularly impressive to me, at least not where I am right now, where professions are generating so much gold. Like, just today, I had about 800 gold in sales, and my minimum profit margin is 20% based on my TSM settings. So I made like at least 175 gold today just from reposting auctions. I did spend, of course, some amount of time crafting and getting all of the materials and stuff like that, but I did not play. If I had to farm those at 35 or 30 gold per hour, then I'd have to play all day. And I did not play all day to get that gold, so that's pretty cool. So the other post was from the most expensive class to play in WoW Classic, which is Warriors, because they have so much expensive gear that they can purchase, and that's going to bring in, so if you really, really want to gear them effectively, you want to spend a ton of gold. A surprisingly large number of people chiming in on how they made gold on Warriors answered that they level the mage alt to farm on, which of course is going to work, but not particularly interesting, and not, of course there were people doing other stuff related to Warriors, like, okay, I'm a tank, you can tank strat live and reserve orbs, you can sell your tanking services and just like take all of the greens and all of the blues that drops from dungeons, and that's actually a pretty nice amount of gold. I didn't bother doing gold per hour calculations for any of this stuff because I don't personally farm, and I don't like farming. I don't have the time to farm. So that's not going to be something I spend time on. But obviously, farming is still the first thing people associate with gold making. They think of gold farming. And they think of gold farming so that they have gold to spend on their professions rather than using their professions to get gold, which is, of course, a completely different way from what I do, which I think professions is the best way to make gold in the game. It's the easiest way to make gold that focuses on the auction house and trading with other players. It's also the most scalable one. It's easy to get in starting with low-value stuff that is still useful and then gradually scaling up to more and more valuable items. And of course, this means that you can scale your time. Your gold per hour will scale. If you have 10 gold, then you need to focus on items that you can afford to craft for 10 gold. But if you have 1,000 gold, then you can only bother with items that you can craft for 100 gold each, for instance. And if you spend the same amount of time crafting, you'd end up with a ton more value on the auction house, or you just need to spend a lot less time crafting to get the same amount of sales, which is really completely impossible with farming, because farming has almost completely static gains. Personally, I'm not a farmer. I'll never be a farmer. That being said, you can definitely, farming has its place, and farming is super useful, particularly in a new economy like Classic is. There's still not that much gold going around, so generating extra gold when you've spent all your gold on the auction house is key. But no one, the people on Reddit or the people on the general Classic WoW Reddit, they don't view it like that at all. Some of them have clued in on the fact that alchemy can make gold, but a lot of them were just like, okay, potions sell for the same as herbs, you won't be able to make lots of gold with alchemy. Which is definitely not my personal experience at all. Of course, all of this is really, really good for those of us who focus on the auction house and focus on professions to make our gold. Because if everyone else thinks that they can't make gold with professions, then they're not going to try making gold with professions, which means that we have less competition. And that's perfect, because less competition generally means higher profit margins. So that's, of course, very good for us. I think it's interesting that this is one of the things where we haven't learned from the game being out for 15 years. People still haven't learned that professions and flipping is actually more efficient, more time efficient than farming for gold. So if you're not using the gold from farming to scale up your auctioning operation without farming, then you're not being optimal. You're not min-maxing. And I find it extremely interesting that people haven't clued in on that when they've clued in on every other min-maxing aspect of the game since Vanilla was out 15 years ago. So maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. In the meantime, I suggest checking out crafting professions because they are the best way to get into gold making. And they're the best way to get into time scaling gold making so that you can eventually just say goodbye to farming unless you want to do farming for some reason. So that's going to be it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed your show. If you do, you want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you really, really love the show and you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very, very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.